Oh my God, you have so much fun in bed. Oh, I really feel like you've helped me let my hair down, you know? I haven't had this much fun since college. Well, I went to a conservative Christian's women's college, so don't you go getting any ideas. I was a good girl from a good home. Well, I may have experimented a little, but I really am an innocent girl that you've gone and corrupted. I was a virgin before I met you. Corrupt me some more. What do you mean? Talk dirty to you. Look, I don't know. I wasn't really raised to use such language, and yeah, just sounds weird to me, you know? Like, make love to me is probably about as dirty as I can get. No, well, no, I get that it would turn you on, but I'm not sure I want to say dirty things, you know? It just seems, well, sort of degrading and wrong and, well, okay, well, look, I'll try it, but just one time, and you have to promise not to laugh at me. Okay? Do you promise? Okay. Okay, here goes. No, it's just, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm shy, okay? Okay, here goes. Baby. Baby, I love making love to you. Yeah? Was that good? Dirtier? I don't know, you want me to say the F word? Okay. Look, if I'm gonna do this, there are gonna have to be some rules. No. No touching. I have to get up the nerve. Which means I want to watch you masturbate. I mean, jack off, you know, as I try to talk dirty. Watching you might, I don't know, it might like get me in the mood or something. Oh God, I don't know if I can do this. Come on, stop jacking off, you know? Baby, I really like watching you touch your penis. I mean, not penis, like, you know, your cock. Yeah. Oh God. It's a really nice cock. Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Okay, well, you already know I like it in me. It makes me feel so, well, I get an ache between my legs just thinking about it. And when you slide in, I can feel my body react against its will. My muscles tightening, pulling, trying to grip and push you out at the same time. And when you start to thrust, just and fuck me, it gets even better. Well, baby, I know I haven't said it before, but I really do love getting fucked. I love feeling you on top of me, in me, pressing me down with your body, looking at me as I wrap my legs around you. I like being on top too, sitting over you, bouncing over your cock. And oh, like when you come, feeling your cock pulsing, your hips desperately moving as If they want to shove you as deep as they can into me. Oh God. Baby, look at me. Look at me while you jack off. I'm wet between my legs. You did it. Maybe it's oldest daddy to look. Oh God, how am I doing? No, look, this is actually sort of hot. Kind of way hotter than I expected. I never thought I'd like it, you know? Can I try and go dirtier, baby? I'm not going to touch it. I want you to keep masturbating while I talk, or I'll lose my nerve. Baby, you know how I always act like the sweet, virginal young lady that you grew up to? Well, just before I met you, I sort of had this roommate named Linda. She was a lesbian as well, and she and I got talking one night, and there were a few glasses of wine involved, and well, she was my first. Yeah. My first sexual experience was with a girl. Being with her was so different. She had such soft lips. I was so shy, but she teased and kissed and sucked all over my body to get me so aroused. Then, when I was shuddering at her every touch, she went down on me and started licking and sucking my pussy. Oh, honey, I must have had 7 or 8 orgasms that night. And of course, I couldn't let her do that to me and not do it back. So I licked and sucked and teased until she came over and over again in my mouth. Oh my God, you look so shocked. I didn't lie. I was a virgin before I met you. Besides, look at your cock. It's stiff as a board. Do you like hearing about my college experimentations? Do you want to hear more? I thought you'd say yes. Baby, that wasn't the last time we did it. In fact, we fucked every night of that week. And then we sort of became an item. We went out together, kissed in public, touched each other's pussies in the library when we were pretending to study. One time, I ate her out in the back of a bus, taking us to a football game. I loved how she tasted. We called each other sluts in private. I loved how she made me feel. We had these pet names for each other. I called her Munchkin and she called me Tongue. Can you guess why? No, honey, we broke up after the first semester. She was lesbian and I was really into guys. It was just a phase. She didn't hold it against me though. In fact, you met her a few weeks ago at that party we went to. The short brunette with the big breasts. You remember? Yeah, her. I think I forgot that I was supposed to talk dirty. Okay, I can see how hard you are, but I'm still not gonna touch it. I said I'll talk dirty, so I have to do it, right? Then keep stroking it. Cause baby, you know how I said I was a virgin when I met you? That's true, but only technically. You see, after I broke up with Linda, I started dating guys around campus. I didn't date most of them for very long, but well, I did do stuff with most of them. What kind of stuff? Oh, well, you sure would want to know. All right, well, your cock looks so hard. You know how I've never given you a blowjob? Well, there's a reason why, you see. I decided when I was in high school that I wanted to stay a virgin, so I avoided having sex. But guys always kept pushing me for it. I didn't know what to do until I asked Linda, and she showed me what a blowjob was. So on my third date with the second guy I dated in college, I got up the nerve and went down on him. I'm pretty sure I sucked. I mean, I was terrible. But he let me practice on him as the weeks passed. Then we broke up and I dated another guy. He had a huge dick. And that's when I really learned how to suck cock. I learned all sorts of tricks. And inevitably, I ended up fingering myself when I did it. And that's how it went, you know. Guy after guy. Every one of them wanting to fuck me, but getting my mouth instead. I learned to crave cock in my mouth. I loved sucking those hard cocks, jerking them with my hand while I teased off my tongue and lips. I used to beg for it, pleading with them just for the chance to suck their cocks. I loved feeling the feeling of their cum exploding in my mouth or in my throat. I loved hearing them moan and call me terrible names. They called me all sorts of terrible things. Whore, slut, cocksucker, mouth cunt, mouth whore, blow queen. All kinds of things, baby. I'm sure there were more than that. The point is, I was a slut for giving blowjobs. I found myself dating guys just to suck cock. It affected my grades, and I almost got suspended. Baby, it's true. Don't act so disturbed. Your cock is leaking all over the place. Besides, you're the one who wanted me to talk dirty. Baby, you haven't even come yet. I'm not stopping till you do. Good. Because I wasn't done yet. And I know you're probably wondering why I've never given you a nice session of mouth fucking. Oh, baby, I gave it up. Cold turkey. I was just addicted to it. I had to stop or it would have quite literally ruined my life. That's why, baby, when I watch you jack it like that, I have to fight this overwhelming urge to crawl across the bed to you on my hands and knees and lower my mouth on your throbbing shaft. If I touch it, had my face even close to it, I wouldn't be able to stop myself. I'd go down on it, fill my mouth with it, and let you fuck my face like it was a cunt. I'd let you use me like a plaything, and I'd fucking come over and over again as you used me. I wouldn't even be your girlfriend anymore. I'd become an insatiable, cock-hungry slut, desperate for your cock in her mouth. You wouldn't be able to stop me. I'd pester you at all times of the day, begging for it. I'd even rape you with my mouth while you sleep, just to feel it between my lips and the feel of your cum in my mouth. Baby, I know you're gonna come from this. Please, baby, come for me. You have to come, or I might not be able to resist. Please, baby, please come. Oh, I need you to come. Just please, just come for me. Come for your cock sucking mouth fuck hole. Come for me. Oh God, yes. Come all over your hand. Oh yes. Baby. Ooh, baby. That was beyond hot. Did I do okay? What? Oh honey, you actually believed me. I made most of that stuff up. Well, you wanted me to talk dirty, so I did. How much was it was true? Oh, you bad boy. I bet that you're hoping it's all true. I'm offended. You know, I told you I was a good girl who just did a tiny bit of experimenting. So, I'm not telling. My lips are sealed. Nope, not sucking your cock either. Though, I wouldn't mind licking the cum off your fingers. Oh, you're so cute when you're confused. Don't worry, baby. I'll probably lose control eventually.